Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, this is an opening introduction to many of you of the energy of channeling. And each time we do a short channel in a meeting like this, each time, there are those for the first time who get to decide if it's real or not. That may sound harsh, but dear human being, you are working with innate filters of consciousness. This is not a normal communication that you are used to. The idea that a human being would have the ability to open a channel, literally, to the higher self and beyond, a portal to creative source so easily, and bring in information that is succinct and that flows normally in your language, would not be something you would necessarily expect or believe in. And so again, I say what we have said so many times before. There will never be proof that it's real. And there cannot be. For within the scheme of appropriateness and honor for humanity, there must be discernment. There must be free choice. And so for a moment, just a moment, we would ask you for fairness. Sit back and discern what I'm going to say. Every single one of you is bigger than you think. If you could define soul, none of you would define it appropriately. You have no idea how big you are. In the smallness of the corporeal human body, you exist on a day-by-day journey. And in the body, you only carry a fraction of your soul. If your soul would be to expand to its greatest potential, you would vanish in a ball of light. You would not be able to hold the magnificence of who you are. The peace of God in you, appropriately, is a part of the Creator, and it's as much as you can hold with the efficiency of the DNA at the rate that it is now. We have not said it in this way before, but let me ask you, if you can conceive of this, what would you be like if you could hold just a little more of your soul? If you were a container and you're at 30% right now, perhaps, or a little more, that your soul is in that container, and yet the container, it's possible to hold 90. What would happen to you, and how would you be if you filled it up just a little more? And if you did, and you had more of God in you, what would it be like? How would it affect you, your family, humanity in general, if they had the same thing? What would happen to the earth? We have spoken of this so many times before, and one of them is the wisdom factor. You think of evolution in a linear way. This is not linear. This encompasses things you cannot conceive of. You don't get smarter, you get wiser. There is a revelation of quantum energies around you. Your science begins to reveal things that you could not think about before. In the wisdom that you carry, new scenarios of country to country start to accumulate. Partnerships, alliances start to work better. Because when you have more of God, you're more compassionate. When you have more of God, the things of the children in the playground consciousness go away. The children in the playground eventually grow up and they get along. And humanity is still in the playground. What the new energy is going to bring to you, dear one, is an increase in awareness. Now, how fast does that happen? I'm going to talk about that more tonight. I have given my partner information that he has not channeled publicly until tonight. But one of the things I want you to know that you are done with linear progressions. What that means is that the changes may be exponential. The increase on light on this planet will be far more attractive than dark for the first time in human history. And so what does the wisdom factor give you that you don't have now? And the answer to that is, what is humanity attracted to now? And you can see it on your news. If that were to change, if you have more of God inside, the sweetness, the beauty of humanity itself is going to be the prime directive, and not the drama and the killing, not the darkness, and it's going to affect everyone, even those who don't want it. And we have said it before, the ones who don't want it will fight tooth and nail to keep what they have. And that will be corruption, lack of integrity, greed, and even bullying. Playground consciousness is going to stick out as an inappropriate behavior on the planet. And it's going to happen in your society and in others. It's going to happen in business, in families, in the way you treat one another. Let me ask you, dear, gentle one who sits here, who do you want to be with? Somebody who spins in drama and that you have to take care of all the time? Or somebody who is easy to be with and listens and loves? I know the answer because I know who you are. And here it is. Here's the statement that you should know. All of this is at your feet because you're the old soul. The most experienced ones on this planet are the ones who have come over and over and over. In your Akash, which is beginning to open, I'll tell you more about that tonight, which is beginning to open. In your Akash is the experience that you're going to start to bring forward in wisdom. Some of you are experiencing it now. Let me ask you, because I know who is here, what has happened in the last 2 years? Have you made some decisions that shock you? Because you wouldn't have made them before 2012. Things that just sat there, came to a head, and you had to choose something. And sometimes it's simply lifestyle for yourself, and sometimes it's who your friends are. Or what kind of energies you wish to be around. The old souls start to awaken first, and that is the recalibration that you're experiencing. I know who you are. How could I not, if this is real? And I am speaking to you from what you call the other side of the veil, which is a linear aspect. There is no veil, not really, except in your consciousness. We are here with you all the time. if I am speaking from this other side of the veil, the creative source, that is your home. This, in this room, on this planet, is temporary. I know you because you're just like me. When you're not here on this planet, I can't even begin to tell you what the reality is. Can you believe this? That there is more to you than you think. You exist on this planet at this time, at your age, for a reason. I think you know what it is. And it's not to go do things. It's to be. It's to hold your light in the dark. It's to learn gentleness when gentleness does not come easily to some. It's to be compassionate and learn forgiveness within your own family group. And that is much harder than writing a book, dear ones. That's what the light workers' challenges are today. Your light is contagious, and others will see it if you show it. There will be more later. And so it is.